How has Christianity come to be accepted as part of Vaishnava life? There are several devotees I know who also claim to be Christians. How can this be? I do not see how these two can go together since they worship different gods. The biblical Father God encouraged blood offerings for sin. That is not Krishna consciousness, or at least not as I see it. I may be wrong about this, so I decided to write you for an answer. Christianity accepted as part of Vaishnava life. That's a bit of a stretched statement. It's not part of the Christianity with all its beliefs and rituals is not part of Vaishnava life. The practices of Krishna consciousness are not the same as those of Christianity, and there are very different theological. There's very difficult, different, some very different theological basis also. To be a Christian, the basis of Christianity is to believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, and He came to this world and died on the cross to redeem the sinners. So that's not part of Vaishnava understanding, nor are the... We don't even talk about Christ much. Srila Prabhupada, he sometimes said that Vaishnavas are Christians. And he would explain that by citing that Jesus came to uphold the commandments of Moses, or given to Moses, of which the first and the most essential one is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind. So that is, if that is accepted as the essence of Christianity, that is also the essence of Vaishnavism. Nanmana bhava mad bhaktaha. Krishna ends Bhagavad Gita. He summarizes or brings it to the conclusion of always think of me, Krishna, and be my devotee, become my devotee. The question of the Old Testament God is that Krishna, it's debatable, but in a broad general way, the conception of loving God fully, completely surrendering to Him, that is the basis of what is supposed to be the basis of Christianity. It's supposed to be the basis of Vaishnavism also. Blood offerings, by the way, is also allowed within the Vedic tradition. Vaishnavas, especially in the modern age, and certainly followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, don't do that. But there is allowance for that. It's meant for certain people at a certain stage of consciousness. And at one time it was a central part of Vedic culture, not Vaishnava culture. The Vedic path is meant to gradually elevate people to the topmost understanding, which is the Vaishnava understanding of surrendering to Krishna. But that is allowed at some level within the Vedic culture, with the understanding that there are going to be meat eaters, so it should be there under restriction. Srila Prabhupada often pointed this out also, that in various religious paths there are supposed to be restrictions. The Jews and the Muslims are only supposed to eat animals which are slaughtered in a certain way. There's this, Srila Prabhupada points out that it's to discourage mass killing of animals, to give the idea that there should be some restriction on it. So killing of animals is allowed within the Vedic path also to regulate persons who are addicted to animal killing and to meat eating. It's certainly not part of the culture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, okay.